Welcome to Wednesday morning prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings, past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt through confession and rise to live in the glory of God for evermore. Amen. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Blessed are you, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for you have blessed us in Christ Jesus with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You chose us to be yours in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before you. In love you destined us to be your children through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of your will, to the praise of your glorious grace, which you freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 106, beginning at verse 25. Then they despised the pleasant land, and put no faith in his promise, but murmured in their tents, and would not obey the voice of the Lord. So he lifted his hand to swear an oath against them, that he would strike them down in the wilderness, and cast out their children among the nations, and scatter them through all the lands. Then they joined themselves to the Baal of Peor, and ate things sacrificed to gods that have no life. They provoked him to anger with their wanton deeds, and plague broke out among them. Then stood up Phinehas and interposed, and so the plague was ended, and that was counted to him for righteousness throughout all generations for evermore. They angered God also at the waters of Meribah, so that Moses suffered for their misdeeds. For they had embittered his spirit, and he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples, as the Lord had commanded them to do, but they mingled themselves with their heathen and learned to follow their ways. They worshipped foreign idols, and these became their snare, so that they sacrificed their sons and their own daughters to demons. They shed innocent blood, even the blood of their own sons and daughters, whom they offered to the idols of Canaan. And the land was defiled with blood. They made themselves foul by their acts, and with wanton deeds whored after strange gods. Then was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people. And he loathed his own possession. He gave them into the hands of the nations, and their adversaries ruled over them. Their enemies became their oppressors, and they were brought into subjection beneath their power. Many a time he saved them, but they rebelled against him to follow their own designs, and were brought down by their wickedness. Nevertheless, he looked on their distress when he heard their loud crying. He remembered his covenant with them and relented, according to the abundance of his loving kindness. And he caused them to be pitied, even by those that held them captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, and make our boast in your praises. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen, praise the Lord. We consecrate this day to your service, O Lord. May all our thoughts, words, and actions be well pleasing to you, and serve the good of our brothers and sisters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Leviticus, chapter 24. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the people of Israel to bring you pure oil of beaten olives for the lamp, that a light may be kept burning regularly. Aaron shall set it up in the tent of meeting, outside the curtain of the covenant, to burn from evening to morning before the Lord regularly. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. He shall set up the lamps on the lampstand of pure gold before the Lord regularly. You shall take choice flour and bake 12 loaves of it. 2/10 of an ephah shall be in each loaf. You shall place them in 2 rows, 6 in a row, on the table of pure gold. You shall put pure frankincense with each row to be a token offering for the bread, as an offering by fire to the Lord. Every Sabbath day Aaron shall set them in order before the Lord regularly, as a commitment of the people of Israel, as a covenant forever. They shall be for Aaron and his descendants, who shall eat them in a holy place, for they are most holy portions for him, from the offerings by fire to the Lord, a perpetual due. A man whose mother was an Israelite and whose father was an Egyptian came out among the people of Israel, and the Israelite's woman's son, and a certain Israelite began fighting in the camp. The Israelite woman's son blasphemed the name in a curse, and they brought him to Moses. Now his mother's name was Shelemith, daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in custody until the decision of the Lord should be made clear to them. The Lord said to Moses, saying, Take the blasphemer outside the camp, and let all who were within hearing lay their hands on his head, and let the whole congregation stone him, and speak to the people of Israel, saying, Anyone who curses God shall bear the sin. One who blasphemes the name of the Lord shall be put to death. The whole congregation shall stone the blasphemer. Aliens as well as citizens, when they blaspheme the name, shall be put to death. Anyone who kills a human being shall be put to death. Anyone who kills an animal shall make restitution for it, life for life. Anyone who maims another shall suffer the same injury in return. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. The injury inflicted is the injury to be suffered. One who kills an animal shall make restitution for it, but one who kills a human being shall be put to death. You shall have one law for the alien and for the citizen, for I am the Lord your God. Moses spoke thus to the people of Israel, and they took the blasphemer outside the camp and stoned him to death. The people of Israel did as the Lord had commanded Moses. Hear the word of the Lord. Praise be to God. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians, beginning at chapter 1, verse 20. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. We praise you, O God, we claim you as Lord. All creation worships you, the Father everlasting. To you, all angels, all powers of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all praise, the Holy Spirit advocate and guide, you, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you took our flesh to set us free, you humbly chose the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come to be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Gracious Father, who in your great mercy made glad the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such awareness of his presence with us, that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life, and serve you continually in righteousness and truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Loving God, we give you thanks that through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have shown us the way to live in your righteousness. You made us in your likeness. You gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, who gave us forgiveness of sin. Bring us together as one, different in culture, but given new life in Jesus Christ. Reconciled, forgiven, sharing you with others as you have called us to do. We pray for reconciliation with you, God, and reconciliation with each other, and ask for strength to remain in your presence in all we do. God of grace, hear our prayer. Saviour God, we thank you for the faithfully departed and your servants in every age. We ask that our ancestors and all your saints may be brought to a joyful resurrection and the fulfilment of your glorious kingdom. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of justice, we ask for your help with domestic violence. We ask that you shine your heavenly light to guide people to live in harmony with each other and make amends by setting free their victims. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican Cycle of Prayer. The Diocese of Donegal, the Church of South India United, the Diocese of the Northern Territory, the Parish of New Farm, the Anglican Aid Abroad, the Southport School, Southport, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison ministry chaplaincy teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created, and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service and live this day in love to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. And also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant us to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus, that we may with one voice glorify our God and Father. Amen.